Good morning, it's Mitch Gaynor from the Sentinel and Glasshouse Country and Millennium News. It's great to be back for another week. Over at the Sentinel, paper out this Wednesday, we've got heaps of great stories. The Abbey Museum of Art and Archaeology and Somerset Regional Art Gallery, the Condensery, were recognised on the state stage last week, taking home awards at the 2025 Gallery and Museum Achievement Award. They're fantastic venues to go and visit, and you should do it over the school holidays if you can. After 3 years at the helm, Julie Crocker has stepped down as group leader of the Caboolture SES, closing a chapter marked by crisis management, community rebuilding, and organisational growth. Her leadership has been lauded for the time that she's been at the top there. So well done to Julie. Lowood State Schools, early childhood development program has been given new life thanks to this really incredible partnership with Lowood State High School's hands-on learning department. So read about that when you're ready. And this week, and we were down at the Dragon Boat Racing this last weekend. It was such a fantastic day, beautiful weekend as well. Bribie Island came alive with the colour, rhythm and community spirit of the Dragon Fest 2025 on last Sunday. So check out all the pictures there. Up at Glasshouse Country Mullaney News, the big story of the week is going to be the Wave Rail project. There were new maps released last week showing the, how much land was going to be needed or will be needed for this project that's going to connect Biwa to Caloundra by 2032. Property owners set to be impacted, i.e. we're talking about resumptions, have been contacted by Transport and Main Roads. So we'll have plenty of news and maps in this week's paper for you to have a look at. We've also got a story about the Australia Post drama. You may recall that there were 14 garbage bag fulls of letters that were found dumped by a resident a couple of weeks ago. And we'll just give you an update on where that's at. Police were investigating, and we'll see if there's any outcome there as well. And on a lighter note, but maybe has a few people outraged, we've got a story about the beloved mascot Spud of the Glasshouse Mountains Community Garden, who's been found without his head not once but twice as vandals run rampage through poor Spud. Volunteers, obviously, that have helped put the garden together and Spud are a little upset about that. And there's a call out, if you find his head, please return it. So plenty of interesting, fun and quirky stories across both papers. They'll be out this week. Pick up a copy and I'll talk to you again next week. This is Mitch on 101.5.